Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're the duo from the Duggar. How's that? No. Anyway, got to straighten one little thing out here. Okay, there it is. Hi. September 12th. Hello, it's Jay and Doug. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Yes, September 12th, one day beyond. There are three things that are really in my mind today, Jay. One of them is what was done with all of the September 11th themed actions and celebrations. I don't know if celebrations, but certainly acknowledgments,
yeah.
Remembrances. Yep. The Queen certainly is on everybody's mind, and Mr. Putin is on everybody's mind. I think those are the three biggies in terms of focus. So I'll let you, it's ladies' choice. Do we talk about the Queen first, about Putin first, or September 11th? First.
Well, we can get a two-for-one deal in right now with September 11th and the Queen. There is video that was recirculating from back when it actually happened in 2001, and the Queen broke centuries protocol of the changing of the guards and how they would always do the local anthem, if you will, and instead she had the American anthem played, the National Anthem for America played, in solidarity for America, but also for any Americans who are traveling abroad and were stuck, and just giving them a little bit sense of hope and kind of a camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was good, frankly, didn't you, when you think about the Twin and how it always kind of, they always seem to be stuffy.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, looking back on September 11th and the remembrance, and 21 years removed, and to this day, all of us who were old enough to remember, we still not only remember where we were when we heard about it or witnessed it on television, but or people who were there and survived. It's one of those things where it's not just a memory. It takes you back into those actual feelings you felt on that day when you were watching everything.
Well, I think that the idea, I remember being on the air, and I stayed on the air for 3 or 4 hours after I normally would be on the air. Roberta Fasanelli was my partner on the air at the time. And she lived at the time in New York, and she was in New York when this all happened. So as she could see what was going on, she was on 29th Street, and she could see the plane. At first, when we talked about it, because the first notice of this came out, it was about 8:48, as I recall, and there was focus on one of the towers, and there was a focus on what hit the tower, and Roberta said that it looked like a smaller plane, had gone in. That was what the first video looked like. And then when there was video focused on the buildings and you saw the other plane coming toward it, the first plane that hit was the American Flight 11 out of Boston for Los Angeles that was the first one to go. And then the United flight from Boston to Los Angeles that took off 5 minutes after from Boston hit the second tower. And because they were loaded with fuel, that's why they were chosen, because they were the easiest to get on. These guys had cased out the airport in Boston. They cased out these planes. This is how vividly I remember this. The pilot of American 11 is somebody that I knew. He was a farmer, in addition to being a pilot, a well-respected, wonderful guy. His name was John Oganowski. And he would have put up one heck of a fight, I'm sure, of that. But he was on American 11. And I didn't know much about the United flight other than there were about as many people on that plane as there were on the American plane. That was a 757, not a 767. But they were loaded with fuel. And so as they went into the buildings, the fuel would drain down in the buildings. This is how these bastards thought it through. And so it would take out that many more people. They didn't realize that the buildings would collapse. And it was with that, when people were thinking about, well, how did they know? And that was when the rumors started that Dick Cheney was responsible for sticking dynamite sticks at the bottom of the two. I don't, you know, who knows what to believe, frankly. But are we better off? Did we learn from that circumstance? Did we?
Well,
we were.
It did seem like for a brief moment there were no Republicans, there were no Democrats,
yep.
We were all Americans. We all
yes.
came together when that happened, and then it ended up kind of being somewhat short-lived.
Yep, that's for sure. About 3 or 4 years, I think, as I recall, it lasted, and then we have gone down this horrible road that we are on right now. One of the things that was most remarkable about there's a serious side to this, and then there's the, huh? To this, the story of the restaurant in Virginia that had to do damage control. They released a seafood menu with items named after markers that took place on September 11th. The clubhouse restaurant, the manager there, a fellow named George White, posted the Patriot Day 2022 menu with dishes that included a Freedom Flounder, Flight 93 redirect crab dip, Pentagon pie, 9/11 oysters, first responder flatbread, and the 2977 chowder. About as dumb.
And this is a situation where that person really thought, like, hey, this is a brilliant idea.
Honoring the victims? Yeah, right, exactly. So then he apologized.
So missed the mark. And then they changed it into, what was it,
football
NFL?
Fans.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, champs chowder, fumble flounder, and hot defense crab dip. Yeah, okay, fine. Unga bunga. I was noticing the video of the Queen's leaving Balmoral and how the British, they just seem to stop when it comes to this sort of thing. We value the Queen. I thought some of the coverage, though, I guess you'd expect this because the news media is so clueless. Watching David Muir, it was so as I'm watching the guy, I'm thinking, who's got the worst hairdo, him or Trump? That's where it went. And then, you know, the kind of, well, I guess we get into it. I don't have much patience for a lot of people who have a lot to say who don't really know any more than I do. You know, all these supposed experts who may have seen the Queen once in their dreams or so. Who knows where they come from? But they just keep reaching and reaching. But I thought the video spoke for itself. You know, you don't need these commentaries. All you need is kind of look and see the people. It reminded me a lot of Diana and that event 25 years ago, last week, I think it was, that the funeral of Diana became the passion of the Brits. And there was almost, the Queen didn't like what was going on regarding Diana. That was one of the things that came out in...
Well, there were also so many rumors that not the royal family themselves, but now what I guess kind of Harry and Meghan dubbed the firm, there were so many rumors back then that it was almost an assassination in a way, which proved to be false.
Yeah.
But when you have all of those things, but yeah, you're right, it was... Almost exactly. What was it? August 31st?
Yeah.
That's her, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Prince William and his brother Harry, Meghan, and Princess Kate all together as they walked around the castle, and the crowds were out there. And
that was nice to see.
Yeah, because their relationship had been somewhat strained, I think. Mm-hmm. And I never quite figured out why. Is it because Harry wanted to go his own way? And... William's the heir apparent anyway after Charles, right? Because he's the older of the two brothers.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway.
And now Prince of Wales.
Yes. The Prince of Wales. All right. So the other ingredient here in conversation is Putin. There are his, I don't know if you'd call them his supporters, the people who work with him. The people who are basically in charge of what goes on, you know, like we have our group in Washington, every country's got its group, and they follow the leader, in this case, Putin. But over the weekend, there was a release of some information, or a leak, I guess probably there wasn't a release, but the leak from the Kremlin, the Russians suffered a series of pretty humiliating defeats in Ukraine over the last 3 or 4 days. So there's a paper that has been released that basically urges Putin to, as the translation went, GTFO. You can figure that out for yourself. But that's exactly what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Time to get out of town. Get lost. Get gone. So one is, you wonder if there's a palace guard uprising that's about to begin. You know?
Did you see reports that Putin won't be attending Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, says the Kremlin?
Well, he doesn't
really?
Dare because they'd arrest him.
Did we really need the Kremlin to state that fact?
Mm-hmm. An attorney for the American woman who's been jailed since December says that it's Sarah Krivenak, right? Isn't she the one
that's in the Russian prison? Yes, the one who was a domestic violence dispute, and her ex was drunk at the time when gave the complaint. And even later, like a day later, once he sobered up, he was like, no, she didn't attack me. I was drunk and I was still mad, and it was kind of his approach was that it was two-sided, where originally it was that she attacked him and all of this stuff, and she did everything she was supposed to do, and then went to I'm in the middle of a fiber flare, so words are not coming easily to me.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the place that for American help. What's that word?
The embassy. Yeah.
Thank you. The embassy, yes.
Yeah.
And they told her that she could, they didn't say that she wasn't allowed to leave. They helped her with everything. She had security. And then all of a sudden it was like she was trying to run away. And so now she's in jail. And
she's one of the ones
awful.
That's trying to bargain for along with the basketball player to get him
yes,
out.
Yes. But she's going to be, she's her time is up in November, I believe. And she should be able to come home. But she's in bad health.
All right, so there's a summary of those three biggies here at 18 after. This is a good day.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
One of the things this year that's really troubled me and my farm and some of the neighboring farms that have sweet corn, the birds. Man, the birds this year, I don't remember it being this bad. But there is some information from a wildlife biologist that I saw, and they have a number of suggestions as to how to disperse the birds.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Monday the 12th of September. A lot of things in our minds and in our mouths and in our lives. How many of you know Anna Kendrick, one of the, one of the best up-and-coming actresses? She's been around, done a lot of good roles and a lot of interesting movies. I liked her a lot with George Clooney in the movie they were in together. Anyway, so she's been in the focus for a couple of reasons. Let's talk about her survival after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so the actress Anna Kendrick, who I would describe as a sexist, if I say she's cute.
She's adorable, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so she was trapped in an elevator. The Toronto International Film Festival was there, where she was promoting a new movie. The new movie's called Alice, Darling. She got stuck in an elevator. And so she used the time to crack some jokes.
Mm-hmm. And she even jokes, she's like, is that a defense mechanism? But yeah, imagine, wrong elevator at the wrong time. They're trying to promote things. And, of course, their promoting of everything got pushed back a little bit. There was a slight delay in making the rounds, but they got to it. They had to. It was like a scene out of a movie where they had to climb out the top latch.
It reads out like it is a movie. But anyway, so she cracked some jokes. Everybody kind of relaxed about it. But imagine being in a situation like that and thinking, okay, well, the elevator. The only thing I'd think of or be worried about, not getting out, but is the cable going to break? Again, maybe seeing too much of a Die Hard movie. The cables break, or that, you know, that sort of thing has happened.
Yeah, what made the elevator stop? Is it going to get worse?
Yeah, right, exactly. And at any rate, so this movie, what do we know about the movie? I don't know that much about Alice Darling.
Alice Darling, it's a, we don't know too much about it. It's only just been released with the Toronto International Film Festival this past weekend, but it's about a woman who is in an abusive relationship and her two best friends stage this intervention. Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of all we know at the moment.
Okay. Well, she plays most any role well, I think.
She's amazing.
She comes across as likable, very likable in the roles that she's in.
I love her in the Pitch Perfect films.
Yeah. I never saw those because that sort of thing doesn't appeal. It seemed
not
like
a musical
really
person.
Silly. Well, is it really? Was it merely a musical or was it just silly?
It was all of the above, and it was fantastic.
All right, there's a good review, excuse me, from Lady J on Good Day at 28 after the hour. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio. USA Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,200 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. Damon Schultz, Operations Planning Section Chief.
Every address that we enter, we're going to try to leave a green placard so the next firefighter in will know of those hazards.
9/11 remembrance events took place all across America Sunday. Down in Palm Harbor, Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Curlew Hills Memory Gardens.
And so I think it's really important that we're taking time here, 21 years after one of the worst attacks this country has ever faced, to remember the lives that we lost.
A 27-year-old police officer was killed Sunday morning outside Denver. Arvada police officer Dylan Vakov was responding to a large family disturbance when shots were fired. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story of a 46-year-old woman who has given birth to identical triplets. And the odds of that happening successfully are 1 in 20 billion. Mm-hmm. You got a more likely chance to win the lottery than to make this work.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charging into another half hour of conversation about the issues of the day, the things that matter to you, why they matter. Perhaps they may mean something different from one person to the next. So share your thoughts with us. Social media addresses on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The program itself features all kinds of conversation. It doesn't make much difference. Unless it's sports, we kind of stay away from sports stuff and a lot of politics. But we do have our focus on things that are considered by some to be good, by some to be bad, by some to be ugly. And I think that Joe Biden...
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
It is. The world's full of good, bad, and ugly. Joe Biden delivered some pretty moving remarks. We had a September 11th memorial here in Framingham yesterday, and the mayor, who happens to be a very close friend of mine, a wonderful guy, delivered some poignant remarks. There were a lot of things that were said by a lot of people, as there usually is on this, you know, in September, the morning MORNING and MOURNING still continues. Biden acknowledged the pain, especially by the family of the victims. People never get over that stuff, and frankly, why should they? Why should they be expected to get over it in the sense that it ruins the reality of what happened that day, ruined the life of lots of people for all time.
Mm-hmm. And PTSD is very real. People who were in New York and were in the vicinity, and I have a friend who for about 2 days couldn't get a hold of her family and had no idea if she lost any of her family members. Yeah. The people who were supposed to be on those flights and for some reason changed their travel plans or overslept and missed the flight. How many times did we hear those stories?
Yeah, there are lots of stories still
It sticks with you.
Yeah, it certainly does. There's so much that, again, I told you a little bit of the story, what I remember from that day being on the air and about the personalities of the people. The pilot of the American plane, the stuff that sticks in my mind, thinking about him and what he looked like. And he was a rugged, you know, Eastern European guy, had a crew cut. He was a perfect military pilot. That's what he had done. His family was a farming family. And the farm today still exists. His wife remarried, but it's still called Oganowski Farm. And so Biden says, we'll never forget, we'll never give up. So what does that mean, though? I don't know what does that mean? We are vigilant. We kind of have gone off the deep end sometimes in monitoring not the terrorist activities, but people we think are terrorists, just because mm-hmm. they wear a turban, which shows you how kind of dumb
the
some people are, because the turbans mm-hmm. had nothing to do. The people who wear turbans are Sikhs, and they have nothing to do with the Arabs that were involved in the... It's Saudi Arabia, and the hypocrisy, that's never mentioned by these politicians or the people who have the connection to the people who are responsible. Saudis, the Saudi government harbors terrorists. They do today. They did then. We haven't done anything about it because we have to kiss their boots. The oil that comes from there keeps things going, even though we're independent, or we were for a while when Obama was president. So it's just the whole business of what's in that book that presidents pass from one to the next, when you read it, what are you reading? What are you seeing? You know, this is why, is there an explanation as to why we have this relationship with the Saudis that's so hypocritical? It's incredible, frankly. And after September 11th, nothing really changed, even though we knew right away that all of the people that were in the plane, of the 19 of them, or the 21 and 19 came from Saudi Arabia, most of them came from Saudi Arabia, the country that should be the most grateful to America for the things that we put up with them, but their oil is something that makes them rich. I don't know whether, you know, a lot of the people were angry or are still angry because the Saudi government, the Saudi prince and the Saudi royal family keeps most of the money. You know, they take in themselves $300-400 million a year. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are destitute in Saudi Arabia. But anyway, I guess we leave that one. Back to what happened with the British royal family, the new Prince and Princess of Wales, Prince William and Princess Catherine. They are the ones replacing King Charles and his wife. I don't even like to mention her name. She so annoys me. Anyway, the idea that the tributes, we all know. I mean, is there anything new here? Everybody expected it. The civility between the brothers, why shouldn't they be civil? Their grandmother's dead, and the people say, "Oh, did you see that?"
And it was really nice. Well, and Camilla, she technically was the Princess of Wales, but she refused that title because of Princess Diana was so iconic as being the Princess of Wales, and there was still a lot of turmoil in the sense of
she was cheating
Camilla's
on
affair. Yeah, well, Prince Charles' affair with Camilla, now King Charles' affair with Camilla, is kind of what hurt their marriage and everything. And There is more backstory that he was with Camilla before he was with Diana, and that apparently the Queen didn't approve of that relationship, and that's why they had to end things, but then they really didn't end things, allegedly, and...
Not allegedly, baloney.
Well, no, I mean, whether they ended things and then picked back up, or whether they never ended things is what I mean by allegedly.
Right.
But then Camilla had a great friendship with the Queen, and the Queen even said that it is her wish that Camilla becomes queen consort when Charles becomes king. And so this is actually the first time with Princess Catherine to somebody actually using the Princess of Wales title since Diana, since Camilla politely and graciously refused it.
You're painting a nice picture. I don't have the same feeling. Knowing a lot of Brits as I do, I just don't have the same feeling. Anyway, that's me, and we all have our thoughts. There's a lot of stuff ruffling around about Chief Justice John Roberts these days. He doesn't do many interviews, but he did one, and in the interview, he talked about how the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution and underlying its role should not be called into question because people disagree with it. Why would you say that? Why shouldn't what they do be called into question? What they are doing isn't, he says it's based on the law. Okay, so if that's the case, then why doesn't everybody agree on everything? Why aren't all 11 members of the Supreme Court unified in every one of their decisions? If you're just interpreting the law is on a piece of paper, right? These are what these words mean. So it gets down to parsing what the words mean. How can a word have two different meanings unless it's something like eight, E-I-G-H-T, and A-T-E? Those are two different things spelled two different ways. They mean two different things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see it on a piece of paper, okay, and you look it up in the dictionary, this is what this word means. How do you have... I don't get what he was trying... I thought he looked really pretty silly. Obviously, he feels like he has to defend the court because of Roe v. Wade... the court has become, when I was a kid, and I was studying civics, political science and stuff, there wasn't the kind of division. I don't think it felt like there was division until Clarence Thomas got appointed by George Bush the father. I don't remember if there was controversy, it has escaped my memory. Not until Thomas came along was it so blatantly political. His appointment was blatantly political. And people said it was because they wanted to have another black guy on the, now I'm going back to Thurgood Marshall, who also was blatantly political. I don't know, maybe. So what? It's frustrating. You can hear in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
The legitimate function of interpreting the Constitution is not about politics and not about opinion. It should be about the facts. What does this word mean? And it seems to me you settle that issue by going into a dictionary. And there was some discussion. He was at a conference in Colorado Springs and referred to last year as an unusual and difficult one. Yeah, you think? I don't know.
In government or politics.
Say again, Jay?
Seems that most anybody in governmental positions or politics have a little bit of a difficulty.
Yeah,
seems
I would
to be a
say
difficult.
So. Yeah, yeah. Okay, in a moment, I want to share with you what I, and don't ask me how I found this. I wasn't looking for it, but because I'm now becoming, Jay has helped me to learn more about what there is at our fingertips on social media. She's the queen here of social media. So I've been nosing around. I didn't pay much attention to Reddit, even though Reddit's been around for a long time. But I saw a theme, or if you will, a strain of thoughts about men and what they are most likely not ready to hear. So if your wife and your husband's not paying attention to you, perhaps the next few minutes will help you. Maybe not. We'll try it, though, after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you look at the ratings for this program and who listens, the demographics, it's a little heavier women than it is men. Not heavy women. I'm just saying we have a few more women listeners than we do men. The scale is about 55 to 45 in terms of percentages that are women. So when I look at some of these things, there's a Reddit community called 2X Chromosomes. You can probably find that. It's sort of a subreddit thing for the content. Some of it I've looked at is kind of silly, some of it serious, intended to have the interpretations of events for women's benefit. So when I saw this, what are some things men are actually not ready to hear? One of the things was women and the men who hang on with their high school friends and college friends. Apparently that's a lot of the things that come back from those discussions. Women are not interested. They want to distance themselves. Women wives want men to distance themselves from the friends they had before they were married. Did you ever
Why?
Listen, I know. I'm just...
What's the theory behind that? I mean, cool people are cool people. Doesn't matter what part of your life you met them.
Yeah, but there's a certain amount of jealousy. Some women... You think women, this maybe is a better question. Do you think women are more jealous than men or men are more jealous than women? How does it?
In my experience, personally, and what I've seen from friends, it seems relatively 50-50.
Really?
Yeah. I know a lot of jealous women, and I also know a lot of jealous guys.
There's a lot of stuff in here about trust that I'm looking at here. And who's... What kind of is obvious here is that there's a respect factor for sure, but also people marry the wrong people. They're with the wrong people. Figure it out well.
That.
Yeah. All right, 10 before the hour.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Farm, food, and family. Something for us to think about every day we're on the air. It's Monday, the 12th of September, and today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day. National Chocolate Milkshake Day. And I noticed that comes on the heels of Merriam-Webster adding 370 words to the dictionary, including oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we find the people at Merriam-Webster? Where is their headquarters? I would like to go have a talk with them, because the there's no sub-variant of milk. Milk is milk. Oat does not. There's no, oats don't make milk. Mammograms. Good, Doug. Mammary glands make milk. Not. I don't know if you can get that out of a mammogram. Okay, so anyway, if you want to enjoy a chocolate milkshake, you better have real milk. There's nothing like a, you can get. We had this conversation. All my family's here. My son and his son and his wife are here from California, and we have big family gatherings at my sister's house usually when everybody's in town. So we had a conversation about milk with one of the people that was at the party, who was lactose intolerant. And that's because when you when you're involved in processing milk, it takes away all of the good things, including the elements that keep your body tuned up. So if you're lactose intolerant, you can find raw milk. That'll do it. That'll fix the problem for you.
But what if you just don't like milk?
Well, if you don't like it, that's fine. If you don't like
it, cashew milk is my jam.
Cashew milk isn't milk.
It's so
cashew
delicious.
Water. Yeah. Hunger. Okay. Anyway, so hey, have you had a chocolate milkshake using one of those other fake milks? Do you mix what happens?
Cashew milk, almond milk. Heck yes.
You mix chocolate in with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, and does it taste like chocolate or does it taste like almonds?
Tastes like chocolate. The only one that I feel like is coconut milk, where you still have that coconut taste, and I mm-hmm. do like the taste of coconut, so that's yeah. good too.
I don't either. I mean, I don't at all. I don't either. I don't really. So, what do you put into a milkshake? Some people put eggs into milkshakes. I don't get that.
That makes sense. Maybe like a protein shake kind
yeah,
of thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. So milkshakes go back to 1885. Somebody had the idea of mixing whiskey, milk, and eggs as an eggnog type of drink. So today, eggnogs are, I suppose, yeah, eggnog, it has eggs in it, right? Most of the holidays, mm-hmm. it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, when you see
eggnog. I believe
eggnog
so, over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't yeah. it eggnog and what's that one milk? The thick milk.
What, frap?
No, it's like buttermilk kind of situation.
Oh, buttermilk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
buttermilk. Yeah, right. That's a very wholesome drink. And you can mix that with chocolate or strawberry or whatever syrups, and that'll be interesting. If you when you were young, this wouldn't work for you because it's not the same thing. But when I was young, went to visit my grandparents in Ashley, Illinois, and went into the drugstore, there was a Hamilton Beach mixer there. That was the original way. And I remember I worked in Friendly's when I was a teenager. They had these electric blenders and they were Hamilton Beach, and that's how we made the fraps. Stick them in there. Now they don't do it that way. They mix it. I don't know how they do it, but it is a wonderful, refreshing treat. All right, in a moment, we'll deal with one other thing. Hold on.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one. Here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
How many people like Manuka honey? I have some. I know that it's good for you, but it doesn't taste like regular honey. Have you ever had Manuka?
I haven't. What's it taste like?
It's kind of sour, bitter, if you will. Comes from Australia and New Zealand. It has an ingredient that's supposed to help you with a lot of different maladies, including clearing deadly bacteria, which causes cystic fibrosis. So there's good news for those of you who like Manuka honey. It's 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.